Pat, current champ, how have you enjoyed the year?
Yeah, my year's been completely different, obviously. Taking a step away from Super League, decided it was time to end it on a high, really, and take some time, get married. Been really enjoying watching the Super League this year. It's been such a great contest and really close, really. But I have to say, different being on this side of the fence so much this year.
How different is it not playing?
I think, you know, it's been really good to see the new franchises come on board. Different, I guess, girls gel together where we've seen them for many years and the same teams working beside one another and successful in each right. But I think it's noticeable now, you know, I guess from a certain point of view, what people are playing tactically and the change in how contested it is now, I guess. Taking that step back off the court and actually sort of having a look at, you know, a different perspective on it has been really interesting. Is it completely different? I don't think it's completely different. I think it's, you know, people's views on different teams and how they've had to sort of start afresh, I guess, their game plans against people have been, you know, different tactics have had to have been applied, really.
It's still as intense.
Yes and no. I think it all comes down to as well the different combinations of different teams, you know, different coaches coming in from abroad, bringing a different element, really. I think the intensity has stepped up. More so for people to prove, I think, these new franchises that have come in and the new teams that are gelling, they want to prove their spot. They want to prove that they're worthy of being in this league. And by all means, I think everyone's proven that this year.
One of those new teams, obviously Wasps, new franchise. I know you saw the game at the Rico V Storm. How impressed have you been with them?
Yeah, look, it's been amazing, really. I have to say, not only Wasp, but, you know, Siren, Seven Stars, you know, all coming to the table with these new franchises. You know, Wasp stands out, I guess. They've got a big name. They've got great facilities. I was very impressed when sort of going up to the arena to sort of have a look and see them battle it out with Storm. But you know, I think it's great for the game. I think it's great for Super League. I think it's great for netball. Looking at Australia and how they've evolved, I think I kept saying it, and I think I say it every year that, you know, that's where England want to be, and I think we're taking the right steps to be like that.
And Tamsin as well has an incredible ability to know the type of players that she wants in a team, and there's that confidence there.
Yeah, you know, being with Tamsin for the last 5 or so years with Storm, I think she's a great tactical player. She's, you know, as a coach, she, you know, she takes a risk. I don't think, you know, all the time she sort of knows exactly what's happening, but she has faith that it will come. And, you know, they've been hit with quite a few injuries this season. She's had to put trust and faith in those other girls to step off the bench, you know, that potentially maybe may have been a building year for them this year. She's had to step back on the court herself, and I know, you know, it wasn't ideal, I don't think, but secretly I think she enjoys it. But, you know, they, throwing out many different combinations, she did it while we were at Storm. It's giving everyone that opportunity to shine, and I think it gives them the strength and the belief within the team that, you know what, no matter who's out there, that they'll pull results. You know, give it time. They're starting to peak, I believe. You know, it hasn't been easy, but they're in that top four. That's where they want to be, and I think it'll be interesting to see where they go now in, you know, the lead up to sort of finals weekend and actually in finals weekend.
What have you made of the work that Karen Atkinson's been doing with Lightning?
Loughborough's been phenomenal. I don't know much in regards to sort of the work that Karen's been doing, but Karen, you know, is a very experienced coach. She's got a team there that she's pulled together and built over time. And do you know what? Rightly so, it's their time to shine. They've been consistent throughout the whole season, and that's shown, you know, whether that's with their sort of, they've got a few imports in there, but I don't think that, you know, it's down to sort of just bringing in imports and hoping that the team strengthens. Those girls have been working hard over numerous years, and they've been plugging away at it. And, you know, all credit to them. This year they've come out on top so far.
Thunder, they faced a fair amount of questions with everybody leaving at the start of the season, and like many of the franchises, there was a bit of a reshuffle. Did you expect them to be where they are and finish in the Final Four?
look, you can never underestimate Thunder. Thunder's franchise, Thunder is a, you know, as a community, the Manchester community, you know, the netball up there is amazing. The depth that they have coming through and you know, the, I guess, team environment that they've built is a winning culture. So a lot of those girls have still got some experience in that team, and, you know, all of the, I guess, the younger ones that have stepped in would have been around that winning culture over the years. So it was just a matter of time before they got the opportunity to step up. You know, a lot of people, you know, did write them off, I believe, at the start of the season. But Thunder, you could never underestimate them. They are a quality team.
Anna and Jess are obviously doing something right towards the back end of the season. How have you seen Bath?
Do you know what? I they've got quite a steady team as well. They've been consistent with the girls that have been in that team over many years. They've obviously got a really strong defensive lineup with Ebony and Layla in the back. You know, they've bought through a few of their younger players as well that are now getting the opportunity to stir that on court. But I think I think the best thing about this year is that, yeah, we've got new franchises, but the players have been around each other, you know, and the teams that have been together, they haven't made many changes. It's just been a matter of timing's right. They've built over the years, and, you know, both their defensive lineup, as I said, is just phenomenal. They're, you know, challenging on things. They're working together. You know, it's a really hard lineup to bring together, and they just needed time in the attack end to pull it all, you know, to click and to finally realise exactly what their style of play is and how they're going to play. And do you know what? They've really brought it to everybody, especially at the tail end of this season.
And this must be a first for you and I, but we've got almost 10 minutes into an interview and we haven't mentioned Storm properly yet. Have you seen Megan?
You know what? She's a great asset to Storm. You know, they were struggling at the start of the season, I guess, in sort of the attack end. And, you know, I believe they're a whole new team. You know, they've got the elements of what Storm are and what was created over the years. But do you know what? They've done a phenomenal job this year. A lot of girls, as I said, have had the opportunity to step up. They've had the opportunity to get that court time. And, you know, having that target under the post has been, you know, a brilliant for them and what they're needed. But also, I think Frankie stepped up as well. Like, you know, she had a strong game there as well. So it's, you know, a rebuilding phase. They've had some changes. They've changed their style of play. You know, it will come for them, you know, and to be up there still fighting for top four this year has been brilliant, and that's where they deserve to be.
What do you think has been a benefit for Georgia and Yaz? Just the extra game time?
Yeah, you know, Georgia has been around the squad for, you know, many years, and in her right, she earned the starting position in the lineup sort of last year. And for Yaz, it's getting court time. She's got great players around her. You know, she's got experience in the likes of Nader in the back, Georgia that's been on court constantly, Mickey's there as well. And, you know, for her and Katie Holland, you know, that is a part of that Storm through and through from the beginning. So she's been around the team. She's been in the background. You know, I always used to say from the years, you know, the 2 years we won, it was a full squad effort. It's not just because those starting seven are out there that no one else is putting in 100% or performing just on game day or just in training. So Yaz, you know, it's been brilliant for her to have that opportunity to step on court and dominate that position and actually go, do you know what, you know, I can do this and you know, look at me now and her time to shine, really.
And you play with Frankie at club level at Clan. Have you seen the change? Is she growing in confidence?
Yeah, Frankie's brilliant. You know, at the start of the season and sitting down with Frankie and working with her at Clan, you know, she's a phenomenal point for us in Clan. She was our go-to shooter. She's matured and her game has grown so much. You know, getting out there, it is all about court time, unfortunately, to a certain extent. It's about being up against the best defenders in the country. It's about playing with the girls that know how to feed you and can get that ball into you quickly. It's, you know, learning from your mistakes and building mentally as well within a game. You know, if something doesn't go right, okay, it's about, right, how can I get it back and what do I do next? So, you know, all credit to Frankie. I think her game is gone from strength to strength throughout the season. And do you know what? I think it shows by getting that court time with Storm over the weekend.
And it just goes to show as well the strength of the Clan squad, because Sophie DL's been called up for under-21s?
Yeah, I messaged her, you know, to congratulate her. And you know what? She's another youngster that has just grown in confidence. She was being amazing for Clan at the start of the season, albeit, you know, Clan sort of, she had to tailor away from Clan a little bit because obviously she's took the step up for Maverick and now 21's England squad. And, you know, she is such a... she's such a competitor. She's always striving to do, you know, her best and do so much more. And you know, we've had to sort of, I guess, let her sort of grow with her game. And you know, she'll come off and she'll go to me, "Cat, that wasn't the best." And I was like, "Soph, you just scored basically all of our goals. You're sitting on 90%. Like, what more can you want? Like, just enjoy the game. You need to learn to take the pressure off and enjoy your game and see where it goes." And, you know, for her this year, it's been absolutely amazing to see her grow. And she will go far.
But the recognition's already there, which is good to see at that kind of age. And you can only really progress from there.
Yeah, she just, you know, I think it's great. It's a feather in her cap to be where she is right now. And she just needs to keep enjoying the game and see where it takes her. And, you know, making sure we nurture these young ones and that, you know, when they're not getting to the phase where they're burnt out and they don't want to play anymore. We need to look after them and we need to really, you know, guide them and get them to where we want to sort of get them to later on down the track, so that we do have the strongest, you know, squad that we have possible without people being burnt out, injured or sort of wanting to leave the great game that netball is.
Well, in true style, I'm sitting on the fence for the finals. Are you have you got any views on the finals, on the winner?
I honestly don't know, Andy. I hate being on this side of the fence. Like, I hate knowing so many different players and you know, like, my heart lies with all different people. I was saying the other day, you know, Wasps and Storm, I was like, you know, I was going for Storm, but then I was also cheering for Wasps, and then I was like, I don't know who I want to go for. I'm going for individuals. I'm going for individuals, Andy. I'm not going for teams.
All right, then. The individual that you're cheering for and hope that wins is?
Many of them. I don't have favourites. I'm going for them all. I know how hard it is, and I know how hard they train and how much sweat, blood and tears go into getting to that top four. And, you know, whoever holds that trophy at the end of the day or, you know, gets that medal around their neck and the title of champions, I know that it wasn't easy and it's most surely well-deserved.
And last year's medal's in a safe place and you know where it is, nice and safe, yeah?
Yep, I know where both those are. I know where my dresses are as well. They're ready to be hung on my wall, but I haven't got that far yet. I'm having to make way now for my other half, who's now race car driving. All of these trophies, I think I might need to get back to netball to win some more medals. He can't outdo me. Yeah.